as I continued my interest in this, a lot of it had to do with post 9/11, the fear and paranoia surrounding the events of September 11th, 2001. And out of the ashes of that, of course, were born the newspaper published by my friend Russell Dowden, APT, Austin Para-Times. And in issue 2 of that magazine, I wrote the following editorial. Flash, APT editor abducted by aliens? At 11:30 p.m. CST, Monday, April 8th, 2002, APT staff received an urgent email message from our humble editor. He's not been seen or heard from since. I've just seen a UFO. I had just been talking to someone about not spending enough time outdoors, so I decided to go outside. As I was stepping off my front porch, my attention was drawn to the new police copter circling in the sky, apparently over towards Riverside and Congress. Have you noticed the increased helicopter activity over Austin? Have you seen that police chopper harassing folks with its searchlight? I have. So I'm outside, standing on my front walkway, looking up at the stars, thinking about the UFO sightings I've had. From the silvery disks I saw moving in a straight line with black pearl on a string contrails at 30,000 feet over the Sierra Nevada, probably military craft from Area 51, to the green glowing ball of light we witnessed zigzagging above me and my friend's campsite in Gila, New Mexico. Turned out to be a hoax perpetrated by one of my campsite friends, Greg Bishop. I've never seen anything alien to my understanding, so I'm looking up at the stars and appreciating the night air when swiftly and silently an object passes above me, moving in a straight line from east to west. It was smaller than a dime held at arm's length, but bigger than the stars behind it. It had no lights and appeared to be slightly reflecting the lights of the city. It seemed to have a main body and two wings, quote-unquote, on either side. It was either a large bird or an RPV UAV, remotely piloted vehicle, unmanned aerial vehicle, like the Global Hawk or Predator. As I watched the object head west, I watched it turn sharply and head north, as if it were following either Lamar Boulevard or MOPAC. I lost the object behind some trees as it had become harder and harder to discern against the bright glow of downtown. As I stood there thinking about going inside and writing this message, thinking that it could have been a bird, suddenly a flock of low-flying birds startled me. They were in a V formation moving from southwest to northeast. It was no bird I had just seen. I had just discovered that Austin is now under constant aerial surveillance. There is a predator lurking in the skies of Austin. Whether it's the harassing police copter or the sinister military RPV, the skies have eyes. There are news reports indicating that over half of all military planes will soon be remotely piloted. I keep flashing back to the Terminator and other dark future sci-fi AI Holocaust films. Skynet is nearly here. The war has started. We are the enemy. Prepare yourselves. Yes, I was a little paranoid, more than normal back then. That was the cover of the second issue of Austin Para-Times. And this is a scan of that editorial, just a small portion of which was what I just read. The rest was a rant about September 11th, its parapolitical aspects and its paranormal aspects, which I linked to the video I made of that years later